Okay. Today is Daf Chof Zayin. We are on the last line of Chavav and Mabez. Today's shiur is sponsored by Akiva and Ahuva Silver, Le'ilu Nishmas, Zalman Menachem Ben Tovia. Fascinating line right here. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Yisa Adam Duma. A person should rather marry a Duma. What's a Duma? A Duma is, Rashi says, someone who is a Nit'enes V'nidaberes B'fi Kol Alni Ufye. Someone who is very, very a loose woman. A loose woman who goes and talks about her exploits. Such a woman. You should rather marry her. Don't marry her daughter. Fine, she's a woman of very questionable character. There could be rumors about her behavior. She's still better than the daughter. You know why? Because Shizu, she, Ba'amiti Pakshera, she at least has fine lineage. I mean, no one has rumors about her parents. The only have rumors about her. So at least she, fine, maybe she needs work. Maybe she has some issues. She has some sneers issues. But at least she's a kosher girl. So rather marry her than her daughter. You're marrying her daughter? It's her daughter. You don't know who the father is. Rather marry her than the daughter. Right? Kazuba mitipa ksheira. This one comes from a kosher girl, from a kosher lineage. Her parents are fine. But Vizu with the daughter, ba mitipa psula. She comes from a tipa psula. Rashi says, Vizu ba mitipa psula, first skinny line of Rashi, Shema me'ovid kochavim o mamzer. Maybe it's from a, she, the father of this girl maybe is a goy or a mamzer. Right? What's the question on that? According to, if she's married already, any man is going to make that child into someone who he wants to stay away from. Not just a goy or a mamzer. Anybody. Any guy. Why? She's a married woman. So, the Torah's Kinoa says, we're talking about even a penuya. Even a penuya. The only way a penuya is going to ruin her child is if she's with a guy or a mamzer. Regular guy is not going to ruin the child. And in a chanami, a married woman also would be a problem. Rashi only gives you examples of penuya. Chassam Sofer says, why did Shmuel use the funny lashon tipa psula? Why not the more usual? Because maybe she's a mamzeret. Right? Don't marry her. Maybe she's a mamzeret. No, that's not what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, don't marry her because maybe she came from a tipa psula. Isn't she a chashash mamzeret? Her mother, who knows what her mother is? Right? There's rumors about her all the time. But don't marry the daughter. Maybe she's a mamzeret. So Chatzofer says, no chashash mamzeret. Why? First of all, he says it's a sex faker. First of all, we're going to have in a minute, rov be'ilot achar habal. Most be'ilot of woman is with the husband. Aye, there's rumors about her. So what? Rove is that. And even if the miut, even if it's not true, let's say there is another man that was the father here of the child, maybe it was a guy or a mamzer. Right? Maybe it was a guy or a mamzer? Yeah. Maybe it was a guy or an eved. Maybe it was a guy or an eved. If it's a guy or an eved, then that does not make you into a mamzer. So we have a woman. She has terrible reputation about her. Now all of a sudden she has a daughter. Now you want to know, can I marry that daughter? Well, after all, the father, who knows who the father is? So Chassam Sofer says, it's sex faker, this is the problem with this girl. First of all, right? Most are with the husband. Second of all, maybe the father is a guy or an eved. In which case, she's not a mamzer anyway. Amzeres. She's not a mamzeres anyway. Since you have a suffix about it, it's a sex faker. But you know what? It's still a tipa psula. It's still something you want to stay away from. That's why he uses the lashon tipa psula. And that's why Rashi says it as well. Shem over kochav mo mamzer. The mamzer is a little difficult to answer, but at least for the over kochavim, that doesn't make you into a mamzer. It makes you into a psula. You want to stay away from that. Okay. Next, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. No, yisa adam bas duma. No, better marry the bas duma. Va'al yisa duma. Don't marry the mother. Nothing wrong with the daughter. The daughter is a fine girl. The mother has rumors, not the daughter. You know what? Shizu omedes becheskas kashrus, because the daughter has a cheskas kashrus. No one has anything bad to say about her. Happens to be that her mother is a questionable person, but not her. But the mother ain't omedes becheskas kashrus. She doesn't have a cheskas kashrus. It's terrible things being said about her. Okay. Meisvei, we'll talk about this in a minute. Meisvei, what the Gemara says, wait a minute, we have a brisa that says, no sa'adam duma. A man can marry a duma. So Amar Rav, Rav says, well, hold on. V'tizbro nosi l'chachila? What, you mean to tell me that a person can marry such a woman l'chachila? No. Nobody agrees. L'chachila, you shouldn't marry either of them. Listen, nobody else. What? You really like? Okay. Then the question is, which one's better than which? But l'chachila? No, they're both no good. V'ela im nasui, if you got married, then, okay, if you could already do it, if you did it. Also, Tani Nami, also change Bas Duma. Change it to the Bas Duma, because that's how we're going to hold. V'hilchasa, Yisa Adam Bas Duma. You should rather marry a Bas Duma. V'al Yisa Duma. Don't marry a Duma. Why? The Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arava Kamed Rabbi Avo. Isha Mezana. If a woman is Mezana, Boneha Kesherin. The children are still fine. Why? Rov be'ilos achar habal. Most be'ilos follow the husband. Question of rov. Therefore, the children are fine. So you have a choice between the mother, a very questionable woman, and her daughter, who's a fine girl. You can marry the girl. Maybe the chachili, you should try to marry somebody else. But if you have the choice between these two, the daughter's much better. Aye, her mother's no good. Who knows what kind of girl this is? No, rov be'ilos achar habal. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if we can do genetic testing. But Tosfos says Shmuel, who said that you should marry the mother, Tosfos says, doesn't hold of Rov Be'ilos Achar Habal. Doesn't hold of that. He says you can't, don't marry the daughter. Why? He gave a reason. Because one comes from a Tipa Kshira and one comes from a Tipa Psula. The mother, her parents are fine. So this is fine. She needs work. She's going off. She has issues, but she's a tzipa ksheira. She's a kosher girl. The daughter is a question. So Tosfos says he doesn't hold a rov be'ilos achar habal. Unless you know. So if it has to be, the only way there could be a case of moms is you know for sure. The husband was away for a year and she had a baby. Where'd that baby come from? Right. You're right. It's very difficult. You're right.
Women doesn't hold of it. I mean, the reality is...
Oh, what do you mean doesn't hold? Okay. So, you ready for this? This is the Torah's Kenosis Lomdus. Let's say you have a neighborhood and there are 9 kosher stores and 1 non-kosher store. And you walk down the street and you see a piece of meat. The halacha is, you can eat it. It's 9 kosher versus 1 not kosher. Putting aside the kviyat issue. Putting aside, in simple, you can eat it. What if the non-kosher store sells just as much meat as the other 9 kosher stores? It's a very big store, and the other 9 are very small. So in terms of basar, it's 50-50. In terms of actual stores, yeah, there's 9 kosher and only 1 non-kosher. But in terms of basar, it's equal. Now, can you eat the meat? That's the machlokas Rishonim. It's a machlokas Achronim. Machlokas Tachsan Sofer, the Beis Meir, everyone gets into it. Says the Taurus Knos, that's exactly what they're arguing about over here. If you hold that if you could eat this meat where the 1 non-kosher sells just as much meat as the 9 kosher, if you hold yes, then you follow the 9 stores, then even if we say Rov Be'ilos Achar Habal, even though that's a true statement, but the fact that there are other men in the world will ruin that Rov. Just like the fact that there's so much basar coming out of one store ruins the Rov. That's what Shmuel says. Rabbi Yochanan, who says he should rather marry the daughter, why? Because he sticks to his guns about Rov Be'ilos Achar Habal. He holds, right, that we follow the Rov follow the Rove stores, which is the equivalent of in Islam that's of the husband of Be'ilos, and therefore the daughter we're going to say is fine. You hear that? Okay. That's the best I can do for you, because the question's better than the answer. Right? How do you argue on a fundamental principle?
Unless you had another account for
the what?
Unless there's a chazaka that
opposes the rove. So there's no chazaka opposing the rove, we're undermining the rove. There's a way to undermine the rove. Oh, how do you undermine the rove? Rove busler. That's how you can undermine the rove. Right. This analogy can only be taken so far, but at least it's a little bit of a hesber. Okay. Next. Ba'i Rav Amram. Okay. Now, what if Haisaprutza Biyoser? What if she's extremely promiscuous? What if she's extremely promiscuous? Mahu? What's the halacha? Now, what do you want the halacha? Do we still say Rov Be'ilus Achar Abal if she's so bad? Do we still say that?
That's worse than a Duma?
Yeah, she's even worse than a Duma. She's a Duma plus. So Ali, but demanda Amar, according to the Manda Amar who holds in Masechtas Nida on Daf Lamed Aleph from the base, that holds Ein Isha Misaberes Ella Samach Levesta, that a woman will only become pregnant at the time close to the time of her vest, close to the time she gets her period. That's the most opportune time for her to become pregnant, and as Tosfos points out, we're talking about over here, a vest she'ena kavua, so the husband doesn't really know when that is, even though there are halachos about being poresh from a woman, samach levest, the husband doesn't know when it is. He doesn't know. So it's haphazard, he has no idea. Then, loti bayalach, don't even ask the question. For sure that child's going to be no good. You know why? Delo yadaba. He has no idea when that vest is. He has no idea when the best time for her to become pregnant is. Velo mintarla, and he can't guard against it. He doesn't know when it is. Ki tibayalach. The only shaila is aliber demand amar ain't isha misaberes ella samach litvilasa. The whole shaila is: what if you hold that a woman can only become pregnant, or the best time the woman becomes pregnant is right when she comes back from the mikvah? So that my. What's the halacha now? Given the yadaba, we know when that is. We know when she goes. So therefore, menture minterla, so he can watch her. He can guard her. And therefore, we will say, rov b'il sachar bal. Oh, Dilma, or maybe no. Given the pritzutza b'yoser, since she's a woman of tremendous pritzus, she'll outsmart him. Lo, we don't say that. And he can't guard against it. Take it, we don't have an answer for that question. Take it. So I spoke last night to my medical halacha guru by the name of Dr. Eddie Reichman, and I said to him, "What does this gemara mean?
Biologically,
he said, normal women, they can become pregnant 14 days before they're going to get their period." Which in a normal 28, 29 day cycle, that will coincide with when she comes back from the mikvah. That's the normal, he said the only way this gemara makes sense is, putting aside, you know, biological changes, whatever, is if she has a very, very short period. She has a very short period, then right before she goes is when she becomes, gets her period is when she has to come back from the mikvah. It's very unusual. Maybe then it could have been much more common. He didn't know. He said this is one of those.
He was saying Nishana Teva.
No, he didn't want to say that. He didn't say that. He didn't say Nishana Teva. He didn't say that. He said this could apply today where a woman has a very short period. He said that if a woman has a very, very short period, she becomes halachically infertile. She's halachically incapable of ever having a child because the time that she ovulates, she's also to her husband. Because her period's so short. So you have to figure out a way to get around that. It could happen. So you have to say here that they're not arguing. It's not a question. It's not a machlokas in Metzius. It's a machlokas in, I guess, what the Rove women were like. I hear. It needs a hasbro. It needs a hasbro. That's what he told me. He says the only way he thought it would make sense is if the woman had a very short period. She has a very short period. It could happen that before she goes samach levest, that's when she's ovulating, and that's a problem. But so all the mafarshim say, what do you mean samach levest? Is that you have to be porish? No, we mean samach when you can still be together, whenever that is, right? You have to be porish a day, a ona, two, whatever it is, however much time you hold. What do we mean before that? When it's still mutter to each other, right? So if you have a very short period, then that's going to be a time when it's not going to be mutter to each other. Okay.
Is this woman not considered meredith?
What?
So
we're not talking about ksuva. Yeah, you can divorce her without a ksuva, not a problem. The question is, can you marry the daughter? It's a fine girl on the market. So is anybody going to want to marry her? She's a mamzeres. Right? So the question is, do we say, the mother's such a low moral character, no one would go near her with a 10-foot pole. Yeah, but what do you want from the daughter? It's a question. Okay, next. The Elush HaBezdin, Tana Rabbanan, Ish. It says in the Torah, Ish, by that pasuk is in Darbil B'nei Shvelf Martalim, Ish, right? Ish. Any man. So Ish, Matam Lomer, Ish. Why does it say Ish? Lorabos, Eishes Cheresh, Ve'eishes Shota. We're talking about the wife of a Cheresh, the wife of a Shota, Ve'eishes Sha'amum, the wife of a husband who's very depressed. Shahalach Baal Lamadina Sayyam, or the husband's not around, Fishahayachovash Surim, or he's in jail. Shabazin Mekanin Lahen, Bazin will warn him, Leposlan Miksuvaslan, to passel her from the Ksuva. We had that in the Mishnah. Yachal, I would think, Aflahashkosan, that Bazin could even make her drink the water. Tamad Lama, no, Bazin can't do that. Tamad Lama, Vehevi Ha'ish Es Ishto. Meaning, only the husband can bring her to the Beis HaMikdash for purposes of drinking. To warn her, to make her lose the ksuva, to ask her from the other guy, that Bezdin will do. But now to go make her drink, only the husband can do that. I don't know if he's not Betzuvin Mitzvos, if he's a Cheresh, he's not Betzuvin Mitzvos, probably not. Probably can't do it. I'm talking about a case, what if he becomes normal? What if he becomes healthy? Now, Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, Afla Hashkosa. He can even make her drink based on the warning of the Bezdin. Ula Kishiyotze, Beisar Asurin, Bebailu, Beisar Asurin. When he comes out of jail, but that's the most easy one to change. How does a Cheresh change, especially in those days? Unusual. Well, everyone gets out of jail eventually, right? So he gets out of jail, Yishkana, he can make her drink. So B'mai Kamifligi, what's that machlokas about? Rabbanan Tzavri, Be'inan Vikino Vehevi. The person who makes you bring. The person who brings you has to be the same person who warned you. Therefore, since the husband didn't warn her, only Bezin did that, he can't be the one to bring her. Therefore, it's never going to happen. You don't need that requirement. So, Bezin can warn, because Bezin wants to at least maybe stop the other guy, or get rid of the ksuva right now. And then, in a few months, the husband's getting out an early parole. Right? Then he'll take her to the Beit HaMikdash. He has to warn her himself. He has to be the same person. Right. Has to warn her himself.
And it was the point of both of them, the idea that Bezin's act is a shliach for him.
Only for purposes of ruining the tzuva.
Right.
But he says, no, I demand she drinks. I'm sorry, you have to warn her again then. Now, Tana Rabbana. A Braisa says in the Pasuk, Asher tiste eishes tachas isha. Right? That she was a sota, isha, Tachas Isha. Second Isha means her husband. But it's a very funny pasuk. You have a husband and wife in the same pasuk. So the Gemara says, L'hakish ish l'isha. To make a hakish between the two of them. The Isha l'ish. And the man to the woman. L'may hilchazot regarding what? It's Amar of Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, Kishem she'im hu suma. If he is blind, lo hayamashke, she will not drink. Dixiv, v'ne'ela me'ene isha. Because the matter became hidden in front of the husband. That means you had to have vision in order for something to become hidden. If you never have vision, then it was never revealed for it to become hidden in the first place. Therefore, if a husband doesn't have any vision, there is no din of sota. Make sense? Right? Kach hi, so too she. Im haisa suma, if she is a suma, lo haisa shota, she would not drink. There's no reason for that, but they compared him to her and her to him. Vashi Amar, another thing. Kishem shechigeres vigidemes lo hoisa shosa. If she doesn't have any legs or doesn't have any hands, she does not drink. Dichsiv, because it says vehemid akoin etz aisha lefnei Hashem. She has to stand there. If she doesn't have any legs, she can't stand. Vinasan al kapeha, and she puts it in her hands. She doesn't have any hands. You can't put them in her hands. Kahu, so too he. Im hoisach giger, if he is lame, doesn't have any arms or legs, lo hayomashke, she also will not drink. What's the reason for that? He doesn't have to stand there, he can sit down. No, they compare him to her to him. Ravashi, mar bar Ravashi Omar, kishem she ilemes lo hayisa shosa. So too, an ilemes, a woman can't talk. She can hear fine, she just can't talk, she's mute. Also, she will not drink. Dichsiv, so Amr Isha, Amen, Amen. Because the woman has to say, Amen, Amen. Kah, hu, so to him. Im hu, im haya ilam. If he's an ilam, lo haya mashke. He would not drink.
Another reason why, if he can't speak, he can't warn.
Oh, we're going to get to that in a minute. The Rambam says something very interesting. The Rambam says in Hilchas Sota, which the Rambam spells with a sin. Sin vav tof hei. Right, because he bases it on the pasuk. I'm not sure about that change. That's an interesting observation. Right? So the Rambam says in Hilchas Sota, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, that he's talking about all these cases where a woman wouldn't drink. If she is Asuma, Vehemet HaKohen, Prat L'Chigeres, V'Nathla HaKapeha, Prat L'Misha Ein L'Kaf, right? O Shehoitza Akuma, O Yivesha, okay. V'Afilu Kapa Achas. Even if she's missing one hand, shenemar kapeha, she has to have hands. And even if she's missing one hand, also she becomes someone ineligible to get the sota. She could hold the cup in the other hand. Yeah, but it says kapeha. You have to have hands. So therefore the Rambam says, one hand, no good. Everyone asks, what about... Say, Minchas Chinuch asked this question and doesn't answer it. So what if he or she is a suma in one eye? It says Eineha. The Rambam doesn't say that's a psul. The Rambam says a suma. What about one eye? If one hand passels, why wouldn't one eye passel? Exactly what the Torah Tzvima says. Torah Tzvima says, because it says in the Torah that v'ne'elam, the event, the issue... Her behavior was v'ne'elam, hidden. The Torah gives you a reason why you have to have vision. So if you have one eye, you have vision. So if you have one eye, the matter could be hidden. Why? Because you could see her, and then you don't know that she was with another man. It became hidden. Having one eye will not passel. We don't know why the Torah is makbid about having arms and legs. Torah says, there's no other reason. The only reason is, the Torah said. There's no reason besides that reason. That's not a bad reason. It's just, it is what it is. So, the Torah Taka says, kapel, plural. So the Rambam says, well, even one hand's not a hand. So this makes perfect sense. If you're missing one hand, that's it, it's over. She's not a sota. Why? Torah says two hands. What's the reason for that? We don't know the reason. But we can't make the halacha different because we don't know the reason. By the eye, Torah says the reason. Torah says, so it's going to become hidden. So even if you only have vision in one eye, it's still going to become hidden. Therefore, one eye, one pasul. Therefore, you have to have a summa in both eyes. Very good. Right?
What if you're missing a finger?
I don't know. I don't know. You
don't have one leg.
So mistama, one leg would be the same thing as missing one hand. Because it says, the hamid, right, the hamid. It doesn't say plural, but maybe the Ram doesn't mention that. But it does say eneha. It does say the eyes. Right, but it says the ne'alam, therefore you have the whole Torah to Mislamdas. Okay. The last point is what you said before. What about the Shvus Yaakov, they mentioned it not by the fact that he warns her, but doesn't the Kohen make her take a Shavua? Doesn't the Kohen make her take a Shavua? The Gemara says, you know what? If she's a mute, she can't become a Sota. You know why? Because she can't say Amen. But what do you mean? Don't we make her take a Shavua?
Well,
what?
The Kohen says if she answers Amen.
No, this is beforehand we had.
No, you got
Shmuel before. Before, right? You know this is going to happen, right? She says it's a Shmuel before. So Shmuel Yaakov says, you can take a Shmuel by nodding your head. Right? How would Bezdin ever adjudicate a case with a mute? Someone who can't talk. So the Shmuel Yaakov, it's a big chiddush. Shmuel Yaakov says, the Bezdin will say, okay, we're gonna you take the following Shavua, nod your head. Nodding your head will be the equivalent of, yeah, you agree with everything. So that's not, that wouldn't stop her. That wouldn't stop a mute from drinking the sota. But the Torah says in black and white, she has to say amen. How could she say amen? She can't. Therefore, that's the only reason why it would be a problem. Only because of the amen. The Shavua, she could nod her head. That's a big chiddush. We would never think that on our own. No one would have the guts to say that. Shavuot Yaakov could say it. Right? You have to take a Shavua. No. So that means that, because, especially today, people always ask this question. Well, today, a Cheresh is not somebody who's considered a lav Vardas. You have brilliant people with hearing aids and all the, it's different today. So, they also were aware of that. So halachically, the halacha is what it is, but if someone who's a mute, who can hear, they're for sure considered a Vardas. So how do they ever go to Bezdin? So the Shavuot Yaakov says they nod their head. That's all.
Can you write
on it? No, it's a different child. Can you write it? So mistama not. You have to say it. Maybe you could write a shavua. Maybe a shavua you could write down.
No,
right? It's notarized and signed, right? That might work.
No, but it says
v'amr. Right, v'amr. She has to say it, right. There's no way out. You can't write it. Right. She has to say it. Shavua doesn't say, I don't know if it says v'amr, but the Shavuot Yaakov says you could nod your head. But not for this. That's what, only this is going to be the problem. Yeah.
What's like that piece of husband's away, let's say, and they do kino based him, and then she has fewer. And then what happens? He's still away.
Can't drink. Now the husband, when the husband gets back, he's allowed to divorce her.
Does he have to divorce her?
We said that already. We had that, right? Can he stay with someone who's an Overis al Das? Right? We said he can. We said he can. If it's different, if it's Stira, I don't know. But either way, I don't know. But if he's going to divorce her, he doesn't have to give the ksuva. Even though she's not a sota, because she never drank.
Is there a chiv if he's away?
Yeah. Is there a chiv on Bezdin?
Is there a chiv mizonos?
I don't know. Is there a chiv mizonos if he's away?
If she loses the ksuva, then
it's done with that, right? She loses the ksuva. So then, I don't know. Probably not. That's before they're married. Okay, next. Hajan Alach Arusa, Hajan Alach Arusa, Hajan Alach Arusa. Okay. Ready? Here we go. Kishem Shahamayim Botkin Osa, just like the waters will examine her, Ka Hamayim Botkin Oso, so too the waters will examine him. Who's him? The Boel, the other guy. Meaning what? When she drinks, it'll affect him. Right? If he's was guilty, Taka, then he'll die. He'll die the same death. Okay, it's a fascinating Tosfos over here. Look at the Tosfos. Yerushalmi, there's only one Tosfos on the parak. Yerushalmi, Hama'arim, right? It says in the bitter waters, Amar of Tanchuma, Minyan Hama'arim, the gematria of Ma'arim, is neged Reish Mem Ches Evarim, Sheyesh Ba, v'neged Reish Mem Ches Evarim, Sheyesh Bo. In other words, the gematria of Ma'arim is 496, which is 248 plus 248. It was her 248 plus his 248, and together you have 496. That's the number of Ma'arim. Kishem Shahamayim Botkin Osa, Al Kol Bi Ubiya, Shemit Kabelas, Mibaila, La'achar Boel, Kach Hain Botkin Oso. Right? Fine. Yeah?
She doesn't have
248. Right? How much does she have? She has the Gemara in Masechtas Bechoros says, on Mem Heim and Aleph, she has 252. She has four more. So what's Tosas talking about? By the way, that's one of the reasons. The El Yerabit says, that's why, one of the reasons, besides the obvious reasons, that's why a woman lights two Neros on Shabbos. Two Neros. Because Ner is Gematria 250. And 250 plus 250 is 500. Her 252 plus his 248 equals 500. Husband and wife. That's an El Yerabit who says that. That's not some Gematria safer. But we know, the Gemara says, there's 252. And Tosfos says here in black and white, it's 248. Tosfos knew that Gemara in Bechoros. Now, what that Gemara means in terms of biology, I don't know. Right? Because anyway, if you ask a doctor, if you examine the human body, there are not 248 anyway. Right? From what I understand, I don't know. Someone once told me that. But you have to figure out what the Gemara means by that. Anyway, it's 252. So there are a bunch of answers to this question. The Mechil HaKerem says that it's 248 besides the four that she loses when she dies right away. The two Yerechs, and somehow the Beten, right? That's what blows up. And there's another one, he says. So those are we're not talking about those four. Those four we're not talking about. Then she'll die regular. Those four body parts come first. Okay, that's what he says. That's the Mechil HaKerem. Or he says another pshat, or he says, we're only discussing her 248 keneged the Boels. In the Chanamah she has more. We're not discussing that. We're saying that he has 248, he sinned. Her 248 keneged his 248, that's what's a problem. That's what we're focusing on. In the Chanamah she has four more. We're not talking about that. That's that pshat. The Ben Ari says that, this is a Gemara already, that there are, or the Rishonim, that the her four extra, whatever they are, they're not matame. Normally a mace is matame, and those four are not matame. So we're not talking about those, because they're not matame. Right? That's that. And the Chida says, the ikur of a woman is 248. Right? Whatever that means. So, that's the best I can do for you. The kash is what it is, the teretz is what it is. And just one interesting point, we know that when we say Kriya Shema, how many words are in Kriya Shema? 245. And how do we get to 248? That's if you're davening with a minion. If you're davening with a minion, the Shliach Tzimur says Hashem Elokecha Emet. What if you're davening alone? Kel Melech Ne'eman. So does a woman say Kel Melech Ne'eman? Anyway, she's not going to. Anyway, she's still short four. So does she say Kel Melech Ne'eman? It's a big discussion. It's a big discussion. How some say she should not, but every name of Hashem in Parshas Kriya Shema, if you double it, because they're all Elokims are plural, it'll get to 252. It's an interesting where this plays out. Halakas Neiros, Halakas Kriya Shema, Halakas Sota. It's interesting where that idea plays out. Okay, next. Right. No, I don't know what that means. Maybe it means following the Boel. In other words, being with the Boel. Right. The Gemara is going to ask tomorrow, maybe the other guy is the husband. And the Gemara is going to say, that can't be. What did he do wrong? What did he do wrong? So the Gemara says, well, maybe he was with her on the Derech. Right? So maybe he did do something wrong. So the Gemara says it's impossible, because if that were true, the Mayim wouldn't work on him either, on her either. So that can't be. Has to be the other guy. Okay, next. Shenemar, how do you know this is all true? Shenemar v'nitma'a v'nitma'a. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amar Yeshua, kacha yadosh Zechariah ben Akitav. Zechariah ben Akitav darsh in the same way. Rebbe Omer, Shnei Pa'amim Ha'omer Baparsha Nitma'a V'Nitma'a. It says twice, Echad Laboel, Lechad Labal, V'Echad Laboel. Right? Both of them. Next, Bo Bayom Darsh Rebbe Akiva. On that day, Rebbe Akiva Darshan. What day is that? So Rashi points out, it's the famous day when Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, when Rebbe Gamliel was deposed as the Rosh Hashiva, and in his place they put young 17-year-old Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. So on that day, Rebbe Akiva Darshan. What did he darshan? He darshan the din of Hilchas Tumah. What's this doing here? So there's a few explanations. Where is it? Right, so Rashi says that the drasha of a nitma was also said that day. So since we're talking about Hilchas Sota, we throw this in as well. That's one pshat. The Kerem Nut has a very cool pshat. He says, by the way, if a sota can't marry the Boel, she's also not allowed to marry any of the brothers of the Boel. So she can't be with her husband, she can't be with the Boel, second degree removal, so another family she can't be with, and she can't ever marry any of the brothers of the Boel. That's a third It's a shlishi already. And Rabbi Kiva is not going to talk about shlishi l'tumah. Right? 3 degrees removed, we're going to have 3 degrees of tumah. That's what the Kahi, that's what he suggests. The Rashash says, so if we're going, we're going to have a whole Mishnah now of unrelated topics that were darshan that day. So how do we mention everything? The whole Masechta Idiyos is bo bayom. How do we mention everything there? Only this Mishnah? It's only one Amid. What about, let's go on and on. Everything that went on that day. Why are we stopping here? So he says, because only this Mishnah only discusses things that were learned out of Pesukim. Not other things. Just learned out of Pesukim. Drash just learned out of Pesukim. That's what the Rashash says.
When the bowl becomes, when the bowl becomes
husband
here, is that forever?
No, yes. Yeah. Yes, forever. What if she's found innocent? And then the husband dies a few years later, can she marry the bowl? I don't know. I don't know. I think we said no, right? Okay, so Darshu Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva made the following drasha. The kli cheres hashal yipol mehem el tocho. It says in the Torah, anything that will fall into a kli cheres. So the halacha by kli cheres is very unusual. Something can fall into a kli cheres, it doesn't have to touch the walls of the kli cheres. Once it hits the airspace of the kli cheres, it's metame the entire kli cheres. Kol sher betocho yitma. In Omer tame, it doesn't say tame, ela yitma will become tame. What does that mean? But matame achirim, it could be matame other things. So for example, let's say you have an oven, and the oven's made out of kli cheres, and in the oven you have a chal is baking in the oven. Li made al kikar, that will become a sheni. How will it become a sheni? Because the sheretz will go into the cheres, into the oven. The sheretz is an avatoma. It'll make the cheres a rishon. The rishon will make the cookie into a sheni, because everything's touching. And then, sheni shenitma is hashlishi. The sheni will make the shlishi tameh. Rabbi Akiva holds, unlike everybody else, you can have a shlishi latoma even by chulin. We only know you can have that by truma and by kudshim. Says Rabbi Akiva here in this Mishnah, you can even have it by chulin. Not a problem. Rabbi Yeshua said, this is Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkinis, not Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkinis, mi yagala afar, who's going to take off the dust on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's eyes? In other words, at Tchias HaMeisim comes, who's going to tell Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shehayitza Omer, he used to say, Asid Dor Acher L'Taher Kikar Shlishi. It's going to happen in the future that they're going to undo what I did. I got a Shlishi to be Tamei by Truma, by Chulin. I got that rule. I darshened it. And they're going to undo that. You know why? She'ein lo mikur min haTorah. Doesn't say anyone in the Torah about that. Shehu tameh, that it should be tameh. V'halo Rabbi Akiva tameh decha, maybe lo mikra min haTorah. Shehu tameh, shenar kol sher betocho yitma. But look at this, Rabbi Akiva got it out of a pasuk on chulin. Rabbi Yochanan, you were afraid it's going to happen by truma, that we're going to undo it. Don't worry, Rabbi Akiva did it by chulin. Don't worry about it. Who would tell Rabbi Yochanan Medaka that if he were alive? So the Maritz Chayit says, but wait a minute, don't we know that you're not allowed a new bezin can't undo an old bezin's din unless the greater b'chachma u'b'minyan? So what was the Rechon Medaka afraid of? Anyway, you can't undo what a previous dar did. So the Maritz Chayit says, that's only true by a gzeira or a takana. That's not true by a drasha. Healer dada kal v'chomer? You can undo that. You come up with a pircha? Doesn't make a difference when you live. That rules only by tekanos, gzeros. Then you want to undo the gzeros or rabbanon? Yeah, you have to be as great as them to undo that. But for Rabbi Yochanan Metaka made a drasha. Anyone can make a drasha. If it's rock solid, it's rock solid. That's what he was afraid of. Of course, he can't undo gzeros. He can't undo drashas. That could be only until Shas was all right. So they were in Zman HaShas. Right today, I don't know if they're right. Right, but the point is, there'd be a Kiva or someone in those generations. His Talmud, Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkinis, could for sure make a drasha that would go against Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That's what he was afraid of. Next, Baba Yom Darsh Rabbi Akiva. Another thing that was darshan that day. Umidosa michutz le'ir es pa'as kedma alpayim ba'ama. Right, one pasuk says by the Levim that they had 2,000 amos of nothing outside their cities. Umikwa echad amar mikir he'ir v'chutza elaf ama. Saviv. Now, another pasuk said it was 1,000. So, E.F. Shalomar Elef Amma, you can't say it's 1,000, Shekfar Nemar Alpayim Amma. One said 2,000. And E.F. Shalomar Alpayim Amma, Shekfar Nemar Elef Amma. So, which one is it? Is it 2,000 or 1,000? Hakkate said, what's Pshat? So, Elef Amma Migrash, 1,000 was a Migrash, open area, you know, just beautiful land. The Alpayim Amma Tchum Shabbos. And for 2,000, that's Tchum Shabbos. It's a machlokas if the Chum Shabbos starts at the end of the thousand or at the end of the city. But Rabbi Akiva learns out from the Pesukim by Leviim, Chum Shabbos is 2,000 Amos. And Rabbi Akiva holds it's a Din D'Oraisa. Why does he pull that out of the din of the Ori Leviim? I'm not sure. Chassam Sofer has a whole, I didn't understand what he was saying. I would think that the Tchum Shabbos doesn't start, if you have a city. See, where does the Tchum start? So we know it starts, it doesn't start by your house, it starts by the end of the city. Is the field outside the city part of the city? That's how Rabbi Akiva Dafka got this halacha out of the Ori Leviim. Bapashas has nothing to do with Tchum Shabbos. We learn Tchum Shabbos from where? From the Machane. Right? Al-Yetzi Ishim Kom, Yom HaShvi. That's what we learn. Rabbi Akiva learns it out of here. Rabbi Elazar ben Ohr, Rabbi Shlomo Yitzchak, Gluli Omer, Elef Amah Migrash, Valpam, I am Masadim Kromos. No! No Tchum Shabbos here. It's just telling you, for the first 1,000, it was a Migrash, open field. And then for the next 1,000 or 2,000, it was Sadim and Sados and Kromim. Next. Bobi Yom Darash, Rabbi Akiva, Oz Yarshim Moshe of Neis, Rosh Hashira Hazot, Lashem, Vayimru Lemar. Shein Talmud Loma Lemar. What do you mean, Lamar? Oz Yashir Moshe as Benes Al Shira Hazoz Lamar. What does Lamar mean? It's not a mitzvah that tells the Bnei Yisrael the following. What do you mean, Lamar? So Umat Talmud Loma Lamar Malamit Shal Yisrael Onan Shira Achbar Shal Moshe Al Kol Davar V'Davar Kikorin Es HaHalil, that they sung it responsively. Moshe would say a pasuk, they would say it back and forth, back and forth, and that's how they said the Halil. That's why it says Lamar. They would repeat what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Lekach nemar lemar. That's why it says lemar, right? One second. This is worth repeating over. I saw the shame. Oh, I don't know who. Why would Rabbi Akiva Dafka pick this word to say on that day? Because Rabbi Gamliel was very machbid that nobody was allowed to come into the Beis Hamikdash unless they were tochel kabaro, right? Unless you're inside, you have to be humble. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't care. Took him out of Mitzrayim. Everyone could say shira. Everyone was all the same. Didn't wasn't so machbid. Wasn't so particular. Now that Rabbi Gamliel wasn't there, he wanted to tell Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's okay. You have good company if you're not going to be so machbid. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't so machbid either. Who was with him? They were on the 49th level of Tumah. Only a week later. And everybody sang Shira together with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have such an entrance test, right? You have a good heart. You want it. You want to grow. You want to learn. Come right in. That's why this is here.
Controversy hasn't been resolved yet.
Exactly. Next, Rabbi Nechemia Omer, no, Kikorin is Shema, Velo Kikorin is Hallel. It's like Shema and not Hallel. Boba Yom Darash Rabbi Shua Ben Horkinis, Lo Avad Iyov Et Hakadosh Baruch Hu El Me Ava. Iyov worked only from Ava. He only served Hashem out of Ava. It's an unbelievable madrega. Shenemar, Heinik Deludi Lo Ayachel. If you'd kill me, Lo. It's a kriyuk siv in that pasuk. The pasuk says Lamed Aleph. Lo Ayachel. I will not long. Or you could read it Lo Ayachel. I will still long. Even if you kill me, I'm going to long for you, Hashem. Or if you kill me, I'm not going to long for you. I'm only going to long for you as long as I'm alive. Meaning, I only have Yira. I don't have Ava. Vadayin hadavar shakalob. So we still didn't answer the question. Ani mitzapa or ani mitzapa? Am I longing for you, Hashem, or am I not longing for you, Hashem? Talmud lomar ad agia ad agava. If as long as I'm not dead, lo asir tumutzi mimeni. Malamed shemi ava asos. So you see, it's from Ava. Amr b'shua mi gal ofer meinecha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Who's going to reveal the idea? Who's going to tell Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Dorish kol yemecha shlo ovad iyev es hamakom elam yira. Because he said that Iyev only served Hashem out of yira, a lower madrega. Shenemar, it says in the preparation of the pasuk, ish tam v'yosher yira yalakim v'sar meira, right? Only did it out of yira. V'halo Yoshua talmidecha lomid me'ava asa. But he and your talmid of Yeshua said no, he did it out of ava. Who's gonna tell you otherwise, right? So the question is. The Ein Elio says, but Be'afmet also says, Ati adapta ki Yori Elokim. And now I know you're God fearing. Now I know Yori Elokim. So Avram Avinu also only worked from Ava, only worked from Yira. So he says, no. You know what the test is? The test is being Moser Nefesh. Are you going to be Moser Nefesh for yourself? Avram Avinu was ready to do it. He did it. He went into the Kivshan Eish. If you Moser and Echanami says that, but if you Moser Nefesh, that's a different sign of Ava. We don't find that Iyov was ready to be Moser Nefesh according to that. Therefore, it's only me Yira. One quick vart before we stop. We started off by saying that the Mayim is Bodek, him, her, and also the Boel. Says the Kuss of a Rebbe, unbelievable. He says, so what happens? She drinks, and it affects someone else for Ra. right? She drinks and he dies. We know that midah tova is meruba b'midah peronius. Good is better, always better than bad. So where do you have an example of you drinking something and someone else gets better? It's called a l'chaim. Right? You drink a l'chaim for someone else's benefit, it's for sure going to work. Right? It's a beferish mishnah. It's a beferish mishnah, the idea of drinking a l'chaim. There are other makars for l'chaims. We don't have time to go into it now. That's what the Kosher Rebbe says. Everyone have a very good Shabbos. We'll pick up again on Sunday morning.